In the late 20s and early 30s, when Gunther Schuller was growing up, there were only two types of music that people listened to.
Half the country listened to jazz and the other listened to classical music. Isn't that wonderful? That's a definition of a WGBH, by the way, right?
Gunther Schuller not only listened with a passion to each of those styles, but he performed professionally in both. By the age of 19, he was already playing principal horn with the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, and in 1950, he was in on the sessions with Miles Davis and Gil Evans that produced the seminal album Birth of the Cool. He was one of the few players of the time who could move easily in both jazz and classical music circles.
Because there was no contact between these two worlds, I thought, this has got to stop. And I've always been one who wanted to bring things together, bring peoples together, bring cultures together.
Schuller saw that the two styles could learn something from each other.
There's things that jazz does, like swing, which classical music doesn't quite do. And there's certain kind of structural and formal concepts in classical music, which were totally unknown in jazz. A jazz piece started in one tempo and was one dynamic and then ended 3 minutes later. Well, the Beethoven symphonies and, you know, all the great innovations of all those composers, that was something that jazz was quite unaware of.
Schuller had been composing in a sort of hybrid genre since the late 1940s, roughly a decade before he actually gave it a name. And that happened during a lecture at Brandeis University in Waltham in 1957. Where he first coined the term third stream.
The two mainstreams, classical and jazz, get married, come together, and they begat a child, and that child is the third stream. And it's a combining at the highest creative level and in full respect of each other's particular capacities to bring those two musics together in an equal balance.
John Lewis and the Modern Jazz Quartet were among his early collaborators, but many people weren't ready to buy into the idea.
I was so hated by so many people in both camps for trying to do this, because the jazz people would say, well, gee, if we mess around with this classical music, we're going to become a stultified academic kind of, you know, stiff music, which was not good thinking. It's not true. And on the other side, the classical people said, what, you're going to contaminate our great music of the history of Beethoven and everything else with this lowly pop stuff?
But like any visionary, Schuller was undeterred by controversy and just kept writing. His idea, at first hated, then became accepted, and eventually,
I became so famous or infamous, depending, you know, and almost a hero to many people who were interested in the new things. So that I was sort of wanted everywhere. And by 1955, 56, 57, I was starting to write articles in everything from the Saturday Review of Literature about jazz and the rapprochement of jazz and classical music. So all of this was now becoming no longer questioned. And therefore, once it doesn't become questioned anymore, then it becomes wanted.
Schuller has continued to compose and has traveled the world conducting and lecturing on third stream. And he's had the satisfaction of seeing the concept catch on and evolve through other styles as well. From classical music to rock to all the various world musics that exist.
So many people think that third stream is dead. In fact, it isn't dead at all. It just isn't called third stream anymore. But third stream in music or in any other human endeavor is an old, old idea where things come together.
Gunther Schuller may be the musician we credit for bringing classical and jazz together, but for him, it's about a bigger picture, one that goes back to his roots.
It's not just a musical concept. This is a humanistic concept of trying to get this humanity of ours to stop fighting wars and stop disagreeing with each other and segregating ourselves into separate little grouplets. And this third stream in music concept is just one part of that. The fact that it's therefore become so accepted and so, in many cases, successful, well, I mean, that's the greatest reward there could be.
I'm Brian McCreath for Classical Connections.